Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Nice. Damn stupid, stupid.
Give up.
This is the talent show, page one as a child. I like the whispering part. Yeah, Trisha.
It's from the movie Fistfight.
Is that what it was called?
Yep.
Is that Jason Bateman, right?
Yeah, it was Charlie Day and Ice Cube.
That's right.
Man. She's clamming up before, and then you know he comes in and like gives her a pep talk. Says, "Let's go do the Big Sean song."
Mm-hmm.
Because they dance to it together.
There's a that kind of goes along with the. Remember what was it? We talked about it the other day because it was somebody's birthday and they were dead, and we're like, "Oh man, he was great in that one movie." Alan Arkin, Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh yeah, he was.
Remember
good,
the little chunky little girl that danced.
Yep. I can go back and rewatch it.
Oh, it's a good movie, man.
It's been a while since I've seen that one.
It was wild. You want to hear wild? Listen to this. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. It's good. This right
you
here.
You stupid bitch.
Oh, sorry. Turn her mic
she
off.
She keeps popping up, you know, all the time.
Let me give you something a little more upbeat for a Friday.
Jesus is a biscuit. Won't let him sop you up.
That's good.
Jesus
like that.
Is a biscuit.
Fruit, if somebody knows of one of those, what am I saying, one of those? If anybody knows of like a very animated church, I would like to go to that.
I'll go with you. That sounds like fun.
I would love to go and see, like,
even if it takes a while.
Not
cool.
Put on crap either. You know what I'm saying?
I like, want to feel the spirit like they do.
Man,
Jesus is a biscuit.
And I'm not saying I'm going to. And let's set this straight before jerks text in and call and whatnot.
They will too.
I'm not saying a particular type of church. Of any kind of thing. I just want to get one when somebody fills the Holy Spirit.
Love that.
They're in, not just necessarily encouraged, but they're not frowned upon. Like at my church, if you got up and started clogging or two-stepping or, you know, crip walking or all the fun things, like that one, it's like, it's in Tennessee. That's a guy, he's got like a military haircut and he's tall, lanky guy. He's wearing glasses and he just stands up and starts dancing on one leg.
Oh, is that like, the video I've seen where he's kind of shaking it and they just put different songs
to it? They put all kind of different songs behind it and it's, he just starts like doing the running man on one leg, like just stomping.
And then other people start doing it too.
Oh man.
You had to put like Young Jock to it.
Like it's just loose and you know, like at the old, you know, an old country church would look down upon that. I want to go like middle of the road. Like, I don't want to go to a mega one. I don't want to go to
I'll do a small one.
I don't want to go to one that has like a parking garage or nothing, like, you know, a campus or anything.
I went to a couple Pentecostal growing up, but I didn't see any snakes.
See, I, well,
I wouldn't like that.
Dude, our
I'd be nervous the whole time someone would be bit or something.
Our preacher at the time when I was a kid spent more time like dissing other religions than he did talking about the one we really had.
Why?
You know what?
Yeah,
I don't know. It was always talking about the snake handlers and they all the time, the not Protestant, what is, you just said it,
Pentecostal
yeah. Holiness, Pentecostal holiness. Oh, he talked so much crap about it,
speaking in tongues. They were like, you know,
oh yeah, yeah. But yet yes,
like that either.
That's another thing, is the speaking of tongues thing, but like it's totally supported in the Bible that they did that. And then also, you know, when Mary wrote her Christmas cantata, it had some speaking in tongues in it.
I did write.
Because it went,
hey baby,
Eli, Eli, Ama Shabbatami, which means, my God, in heaven.
No, I think you just did the curse from join you. Child's Play.
No, I didn't.
Oh,
either.
My gosh.
Boy, wouldn't it be something?
Some
inversion of that. Oof. All right, so I know that we'll have to break and we'll get back to this, but I want to keep my promise to you. I don't want to give it away yet. So you think your boss is like the worst boss, or one you've had in the past is the worst?
You got to keep in mind before you hear this, think of the worst thing that you interact with.
That's a great, thank you. Think of the worst boss you had and one who, you know, not such like a slave driver type, but just somebody who would just, was like a bully.
You didn't see eye to eye with, you had a falling out somehow. It made you do something stupid.
All right. A New Jersey police chief is under fire after allegations that he created a so-called animal house like atmosphere in his department. Five officers have worked under Chief Robert Farley at North Bergen Police Department and filed notices to sue Farley for assault and harassment, alleging he engaged in pranks, according to him, at the department, including, get ready, defecating on the floor, defecating in the wastebaskets of employees that he got mad at, exposing himself to women that he was making jokes with, shaving his body hair over people's desks and property, including their breakfast, calling employees racial slurs, jabbing an officer in the penis with a hypodermic needle, forcing officers to do schoolwork for his son, spiking the office coffee with drugs, including Viagra, and here we go, scraping fluids from his underwear onto people seated in his office. This is on real. This is not onion.
Well,
this is not.
How old was this boss?
Well, now, you know what? You're doing to me what I do to you. I do not have his
age. I mean,
age.
If he was an old man, I would think, okay, he's losing his mind.
Could you imagine the teacher's like, Junior, did an old cop do your homework? Because this is not right.
It's so, like, what the hell?
The police chief, again, let me say it again because people are already asking. Bergen, like Candace Bergen. Of course, that's not a good reference for most of you. Bergen, Bergen Police, North Bergen Police Department. Chief Robert Farley, like Chris Farley, if you want to figure out his age. But not only was he shaving his according to this, his gonads over someone's scrambled eggs one time. According to a filing, I don't know if it's his lawyer or the opposing what's it called? The opposite of a defendant?
Counsel, opposing counsel, prosecutor.
Plaintiff. I said prosecutor. The allegations started with simple practical jokes, including putting ink or raw eggs on the doorknobs within the office, clogging toilets with paper, microwaving hot sauce in a situation that created noxious fumes, putting firecrackers under workers' chairs, and setting off their fire alarms and car alarms during company meetings.
Who's going to let this happen? You're not going to shave your, you know, sack fuzz
like he's
on my breakfast.
That's unless so I ask for
it. Like, listen, I mean, it doesn't stop. I mean, we didn't even... He took a needle. Now, according to this, I don't know if it was one that they took from a scene of a crime or if it's just one that was laying around or he took one fresh. He took a hypodermic needle and jabbed his... he was the chief, so I guess one of his officers, in the nuts. In the nuts. And then when he complained about it, he said, and this is quote, "You don't know how to take a joke, dude." A what?
Well, like,
this is no lie. This is no lie. So they filed harassment, sexual harassment.
That sounds like a class action. A
couple women are involved in
this. This is worse
than 25.
Anything Randy Orton ever allegedly did to somebody backstage.
Two of the officers said that when they complained about this, they were assigned, and this is where a lot of you, including myself, can identify with things, assigning them to unfavorable shifts. Because I remember one time at a place I worked at where I said, you know, a situation is like, you know, it's not best that I work on that particular day. Oh, boy. Not only did I work that day, but I'll tell you what it was. Where I worked at a grocery store, I was like, can I not have to work on Sundays? Because I have to go to church. And, the little bit of time I get between the two services, like, I don't want to come work. So can I work all day Saturday? Not only that, did I had to come in early on Sundays. So I didn't get to, I went to Sunday school and then went to work.
Oh.
Still had to go. And they made me work Wednesday nights, too, because he knew I had to go to Wednesday. He knew that.
And didn't care.
Knew it.
Yeah.
So they were denied promotions and also sent sex toys to their houses and making it look like other people at work sent it. Like, this is the police chief.
From somebody else.
I mean, this is where I feel so bad because we, you know, not everyone, but a lot of people judge books by their cover. And, like, this is a police chief. And
buddy, did you order these Benoit balls?
We're all like, man, don't judge, you know. If you're a cop, I am sorry that people like that exist.
Well,
good God.
When does this leak over to possibly, you know...
Well, I know.
Cases getting thrown out because, you know, look, he probably could have planted some drugs or some weapons.
There ain't no doubt. It seems like a crazy in the heat of the night episode.
It sounds like they're like...
You know. Is it true you was shaving your nuts above the hair?
Parker, email Bubba some butt plugs, if you will.
I can't understand any of this, but, you know... If they're a lot younger, like, you know, cadets or something, but they're men, grown ass men,
and women.
He was
would complain to them, he would stand there and look. I'm reading this off a comment, so I don't know that it's a comment from someone allegedly knows that. When he would get mad at the female officers, he would invite them into his office, and he would stand there while they sat in the chair and pull his junk out and stand there and keep eye contact with them. And in other words, making them, like, look at it. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
Like, if you saw with your peripheral or whatever that, like, I had it out, but you don't want to, like, look at it, so you're just, like, looking straight through me because you don't want to look down.
I would ask for a magnifying glass and just say, I can't see it.
I would sue you for
it would be a fire for
shaming
a
of
bitch.
My pink.
You look the fact that
can
nobody
I have some tweezers, please, sir.
God,
it's what women. That's what they always go to.
The well, fact you're gonna that do that to me. So
you loved it for 5 years, but now that I broke up with you, suddenly wasn't adequate for you.
The nobody. The fact that nobody challenged him or whooped his ass even like tells you like other people were in on it.
Yep,
they were cool with it.
He didn't win an award he wanted, so the person who won the award, he smashed their plaque on someone else's desk and pulled the doorbell from the front of the police department.
Not a histologist.
The police department is a doorbell. First off, that's pretty ring, awesome.
Ring. Hey, I just got assaulted. Is anybody like the deli guy at the meat counter? You got to press the ringer.
I know, but he's standing right there.
Can I get a cop out here? Hello.
I mean, they're supposed to uphold the law, not break the law. That is just so bad.
So we won't turn this into a proverbial contest of urination. I was thinking of a cool way to not say pissing contest.
Nobody can top it, can they?
There ain't no way.
I would be fired in a second.
Like, you might have worked
I'd try
with,
to get fired by that boss.
You might have worked with a boss that did one of those things, but all those things?
No.
And somehow that last day, I tried to say how long it's, I know it's 10 plus years that he was the head guy, so.
Like, when did it start? I wonder, halfway through, maybe toward the end there?
You know, that also does it. I'm reading the comments from people that allegedly know, and that's not necessarily fair. I'm just going to stick to the news.
If you could ever make an argument for defunding police, which I don't really support.
That would be it.
In this case, maybe you could. Release him.
Well, at least him. Yeah, like, that's what I was saying. Like, don't let it. It changes, you know, people. That's the way they really are. No, it's not.
You hear, like, in the military, guys get hazed and stuff like that. You know,
I've never heard.
Depends on your definition of that, though. I think a lot of that builds, like, I got done. No, this sounds treatment during like high school football summer practices. Now, holy crap! Like, if that was going on today, yeah.
Does it build character and make you better?
No, we hit a lot of rough stuff back then.
It thickened my skin, certainly, because, I mean, think about it. Again, 4 years, one win, and then had to wear it to school.
Some people might have got locked in the lockers with the grills in them, you know, and might have got some stuff.
That's where I thank God I was fat then.
Because I remember.
I didn't get stuck in lockers. No one could hold me up to swirly me, and I couldn't wear the fashion of the time because I would have looked like a big douche. So yeah. Thank God I could not find parachute pants to fit me.
I've never heard of anybody this bad.
No.
All at once.
All right, so if you got something close, if you got a good one, you're the worst boss ever. Paige says she's got one about one of her 10 right now. She'll share with us. 1-800-774-0093. That's the TLCMotors.com phone lines. 1-800-774-0093. Happy Friday.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm open for some criticism. Do I say the phone numbers too fast? Because, again,
I don't think so.
Let me explain this. And, again, it was this way for like 10 years. You text and call the same number now. 1-800-774-0093.
And we did that for you.
So the number you just text on to know what the phone number is to call, because you said I said it too fast. I didn't say it so fast that you didn't know which one to text.
Are they trying
Not
to...
drop.
Yeah, if you could drop it.
Boom.
Are they trying to trick you into saying it really slow, like the, you know...
It could be
that whole thing,
or they just don't realize. But yeah, that number you text us on, same one that you call in, and again, those people could just be smart A's.
Do you think people forgot that your smartphone can also make calls?
No.
Probably not. Wait, what did you just say?
I know it's gonna blow some minds, but.
I got some good text here on the subject about this this police chief.
I'm just shocked that
it never stopped. Like, if it had just been just hitting another officer in the testicles with a hypodermic needle, that's one thing on its own.
I mean, that's just vulgar.
How does that happen? Obviously through the pants, right?
And why would you do that to someone?
Also, you're a cop, so you know how evidence and DNA and all that stuff works. Why would you literally shave your pubes onto someone's breakfast? Or defecate in their trash can.
That's just, I mean.
You got Paige hungry.
I don't believe so.
No. I can give her some eggs right now for sure.
Some deviled eggs. Okay.
Nope, didn't work.
So same number to text, same number to call, 1-800-774-0093. I'm about to ruin your appetite. Hey, Rise Guys, my old boss at a restaurant thought it was funny to prank employees. One time he took a piece of chocolate cake, smeared it inside the toilet, and called a new server in, told him he needed to clean it. That guy quit on the spot. I wish I had also.
Yeah.
See,
that's not bad.
If I'm the nuke, yeah, but you don't know that it's chocolate though.
And that's just rude.
Like, I'm walking straight to the parking lot, never coming back. Then later that night, I'm going to put a real plank on his windshield, or a prank rather. I plank on his windshield, I'll go right through it, but I'm going to take a dump on his windshield.
Why do you think that's such a, like, people, because people have done this exact thing. They've quit because they don't want to clean the bathroom. But it's not like you're getting down there with a toothbrush or your hands and knees. Like, you got tools you can use to clean it.
Wear gloves and a mask.
Like, you give me...
That's you, man. And I'm talking about people like me, like, who are wusses when it comes to gross stuff. I mean,
well, I get that. I mean, I work in...
But when you, when it's your own, not your own whatever, but like, you know, like I change diapers. I still, you know, change a little pull up, a little gimmick every once in a while. I do. Well, fat boy needs some help sometimes. And like, you know, I'm not going to say any particular one, but let's say I get like an elderly family member who needs some help with that stuff. Like, I will have to completely look past all that and do it.
Oh, that's different though, right? That's one.
That's when it's different. Like, I watch my child, you know, actually being made. And then also, I watched her being born. I could never watch anyone else's kid being born. I would get sick.
Really? God, you don't think it's beautiful?
Hell no. Oh.
What would be worse if you had to bathe an older family member or a younger one? Both adults. Still.
I've done that. I've had to bathe my mother. I've had to. I don't want to be vulgar, but my mom had a health condition.
Don't mess up my appetite. She's mouthing it to me. Mouth it to Fat Boy. See if you can read them lips.
Oh, like
a lot?
I think
you can almost hear it.
A lot. And I said, Mama, you just need to follow me and get you in the shower right now. And I cleaned her up. But it didn't make me sick because I love my mom.
Like my dad, his living situation, yeah, he was living with his ex-girlfriend and her husband. Like that guy was giving him a bath. Like I couldn't have done it.
I mean, you got to have that kind of kindness to take care of people.
Who knows?
Like, female secretaries from like back in the 60s and 70s, like, I mean, they seem to have got treated like just awful.
Yeah, it was like part of it, right?
It was part of the deal. Like,
tough and jump.
You had to, like, get his coffee or her coffee. Yes. And you had to, like, maybe go buy his wife a birthday gift or something. Like, they totally, like, overused that.
Plus, you had every guy in the office trying to make his way with you.
I mean, I did have a terrible... She wasn't exactly my supervisor. She was one of the producers that were over me when I worked in TV. And I went and said to her...
Not a supervisor, though.
Well, I mean, it's kind of... But
what went, do you do? I supervise.
She wasn't my immediate supervisor. But my boss was out of town.
Okay.
So I did go up to her and ask her what I needed to do, and she goes, well, you can go get my dry cleaning.
That's somebody waiting to yield or wield a power move.
And I said to her, I said, I don't believe that's part of my job description.
Yeah.
And so what is today?
I walked away, and she started calling me Flash and Trash. Flash and Trash thinks she's too good.
She didn't grab you by the hair and say, get back here, bitch.
It didn't turn into a pornography?
No, but then...
Is it Flash and Trash or Flash and Trash?
Flash and Trash.
Flash and Trash. My gosh. Did you walk around with like the hoots hanging out?
No. Back then, I had my grandmother buy me clothes, and I had nice clothes.
Oh, man.
And wardrobe provider.
So I had my Paige's grandma.
No, I mean, my grandmother took care of me.
Was this your boss right here?
You stupid bitch.
Do you have a gold card at Hamrick's?
No, well, oh, God. Hamrick's, no, but she went to Ivy's in Bend.
Under the Carolina.
You know how these women are here in South Carolina.
These flasher trashers.
Well, so I walked past the news desk, and I heard Flash Trash, and I was like, yeah.
Were they flat-chested ladies?
They weren't very attractive, and I think that's why they didn't like me, is because I was young.
Yeah.
And I wore skirts all the time.
Damn it. You never do that for us.
And I wore... I had a thing for...
Women.
No, I wore...
Vagina.
I wore garter belts and, like, stockings.
Oh, slutty. Nice and slutty.
How would anyone know, though?
You would know if I went to interview you and I kind of showed a little leg and I got a good
when
story.
When you crossed your legs, you'd see a little bit of... Oh, Paige.
So the last wedding I went to, I asked the bride, I'm like, are you doing the garter belt thing? She's like... It's a little trashy, so we're not going to
do it. He taught me so many good interviews.
I mean, you think about it, though. It is literally something that came off your wife's thigh, like right up by.
Plus, he's sticking his face up there in front of both families to go get it.
And I'm not saying I would wear
what the hell?
It's weird.
It's awesome.
And then people are trying to catch it, and that means you had, like, I remember one time, no lie, I pushed a then girlfriend so she could not catch it. Because some of them, what that is, a sign from God. Like, I caught this. This means we're next. It's like, woman, I was going to say bitch there, but I shouldn't. Woman, this is like our third weekend.
Wait a minute.
You ain't going to be catching that garden.
It doesn't mean you're going to get married.
I pushed her down. I didn't push her down. I just kind of gave her a little shoulder out of the way.
Am I not remembering this right? But doesn't it, like the tradition, the guy pulls the garter off?
Yes.
And then flicks it to the grooms?
He throws it to his friends.
Why would they? Okay,
I don't know.
That's no different than just like offering her up.
Like throwing her, yeah, I mean, for what it is. And what is what did the garter belt do for you? Did you have like a flask up your leg or a knife or
up you?
Listen, I wore stockings and
that's weird.
Oh, that hurt? Like, did you get rings around your thighs from where? Because you have to.
No.
Otherwise, if you don't have
I wore a garter. You know, like the not garter. What am I supposed to? What am
thighs? You like the way I say it?
It got like the little strap that hook, like connects.
They hook.
Like underwear suspenders.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're like, God, they're so hot. It's like chaps.
So I wore a lot of those because I didn't like pantyhose, and you needed to look stylish.
Plus,
I wore suits all the time, and
you wanted that head anchor to rip them off.
That's true.
After the 11 o'clock,
you were basically advertising it to BB King that day. What were you wearing that day? Sergeant Slafter was in here.
We got to go back and look.
Jeans.
Breaking news, ripping these garters off.
I mean, I would Ward go 11. Back to wearing suits again. That was a nice thing. But my dry cleaning bill was very expensive. I don't want to do that again.
I have to tell you about my friend George Jefferson, who owns a
dry cleaning
series of cleaners here in the upstate.
It's probably a rough business, full of harassment still. Old TV news. Gotta be.
I don't know. I think everybody's pretty you know what? What do I know?
I don't think news director is going to do what this cop did and like put his sack fuzz in your breakfast.
No. And that's the worst. I want to read one other quick. Some of these are quite gross. This one's not so bad. I had a boss. Please sign your text if you would, too. I had a boss who was so cheap, he made us reuse coffee filters all week. One time, I caught him drying a filter with a space heater. There were actual roaches in it. He just shrugged and said, "It builds immunity." I quit the next day.
No, it doesn't.
That's why I don't drink any community stuff. I don't eat any of the when they bring food in, like unless I'm there when it's unraveled or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the bagels.
You gotta get it right. Ask Fat Boy when to do it.
When you those bagels are all in the same container. And
he got in trouble.
The one you want, he preempted a meeting.
Evidently, I thought food was for everybody.
You didn't check your company email where it said, "Hey, this is for a catered meeting. Please don't mess with it." Fat Boy's in there.
Put that up. Me getting the food early is like right up there with me. Evidently, just me replying all to emails. Like that's the most offensive thing you can do at a company.
I
don't even bother anymore.
One of the most offensive things that you did that I saw that you probably didn't realize at the time was
offenses.
When the a wedding reception started. You were the first one in line in front of the bride's mother and everybody.
They're like, about Fat Boy.
The groom has to eat first.
There's no filter.
Take him a year to get up here.
It's literally like you guys want to start making your way to the buffet. Fat Boy already had a napkin around his neck. He was ready
to go. Fat Boy's in line for seconds when
you got slaughters? L7's wedding, man, was awesome. Hot dogs, hamburgers.
Oh, yeah.
It was like a cookie.
I'm first one in line. Oh, we got to feed the groom's family first.
So. Yeah, well, yeah.
I'm like, come on, man. I'm in the family. L7's black, so I'm white, and that never would have passed.
You know what? Another mother.
That's what she said.
Paige, what is up in the plates? Because we got a pretty hellacious hour coming up with the FOF line where one of us is, if someone had something, they would shove it up our blank.
Oh, wow.
Hard.
That's essentially what that is. What's up in the plates?
Oh, we're going to find out what are the most toxic workplace behaviors. We may be doing all of this, Fat Boy.
We're replying all the emails, I guess, evidently.
I annoy it. I'm annoyed by it.
I'm just like,
it's an ass-kissing move. If the boss sends an email, just a blanket kind of thing, and you respond all saying, "Got it, sir. Thank you, sir." Like, you're ass kissing. And I think the boss realizes that. So I
follow your move with that.
I do it individually.
Yeah. Or if 10 people have already replied and I jump on there to be the 11th, that's the one that pushes people over the edge.
Right. Yeah. All right.
It could have been the 3rd or the 4th or the 10th. Just the fact that it was me.
Well, you
it's enough to drive them over the edge.
you pick some odd times to do some odd things, like you know the way you give out Odyssey points and stuff. All right, we will take a break and come back to do some headlines before we get in the FOF line. Happy Friday, everybody!
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy,
on how big she is now,
and Paige,
on making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
I'm Paige, and headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric.
God, man.
I caught myself. So let's talk about this.
So horny.
You're really.
You know what, though? Here's the thing. It makes people remember.
It does.
It's like 7-Up yours, you know?
Yep.
It's like 7-Up yours. What do you mean? What do you mean 7-Up yours?
I'm sorry.
Make 7-Up yours.
I've got to go pay my erection bill, by the way, later. Duke, I'll get with you after the show.
Yeah, I got to get my cataract out of the shop.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so let's talk about workplace bullying.
You just heard some of that.
Bigger problem than it used to be.
Here's some more of it.
You stupid bitch.
Someone polled 1,000 people who have a job and they're looking for a new one. And they say that people at work seem to be meaner than they were a year ago. Like 22%. Like, people are a lot meaner at work. And another 62% think that companies should put up signs reminding people to be nicer to each other.
You know, they didn't have to work with each other for a couple, 2 or 3 years, a lot of people, you know, hybrid working and stuff.
I don't think of this situation like situations that I've been at other workplaces where you have the mean girls that are picking on you. And I've been picked on by the mean girls.
I feel like you were the mean girl. You're wearing pink, in fact, today. You know, it's not even Wednesday.
I never have been
got some brownie
clicky
points for the ladies on that one.
And the mean girl that would just pick on somebody because either, number one, they're jealous of them.
That's what it was. Again, but they're flat-chested, am I right? What a burden to carry.
Small-lipped.
To be flat-chested?
No, to be...
That would be my dream come
to
true.
Have what you had. No, it's not. You,
I would not. I would never allow that to happen.
I would ask you to be fired, just to be honest.
Cut them all off.
It's one of your best character assets.
You know, like in the line of fire where Clint Eastwood dives for the bullet? If somebody came at your Hooters with a scalpel, I would jump in front of them.
Well, I would, too.
There's stress about my breasts because people think that, like, you don't want to get naked because you need to look like pictures that are touched up in magazines. Like, those
I look better
really,
when laying down.
They don't really look like that. You know what I mean?
Looks it's better like, with his toes absolutely. Behind his ears.
Like, right. Know, it's
like if we're doing doggy, you can't look in front of, you can't be in front of a mirror. Okay? That's
can't
what
do
I'm
it.
Saying.
You can't look around to the side either and wave.
Just like you're good.
No. Oh. Don't put bunny ears on my head.
I don't have mirrors.
Wait a minute. How would you do that?
Over
never mind.
My bed. I don't have mirrors that would face anything where I'd have to look at myself while I was doing anything like that. Because that would not turn me on. I would be like, oh my God, I shouldn't have had that milkshake.
Yeah.
I feel like people are more tense at work now. Like, you know, higher stressed, maybe more stressed. Look, I joke about it, but I'm half serious about the email situation.
Yeah,
you can usually gauge a tone of how somebody's going, like how they respond.
I've talked about this before. I had to quit, like when I'd get irritating emails, like work related stuff. I was so quick to respond because I interpreted a tone that I would later find out was not there.
It wasn't directed towards you.
Inner communication that is kind of lost through email. And that's why we put things in all caps. Used to, because it meant I'm screaming this part
listen
at you.
To this.
or, you know, air quotes, like I'm being sarcastic, our other coworkers, you know, that kind
of
thing.
Yeah, like how about if you're trying to actively participate in a chain or a conversation instead of just, you know, I'm not randomly soliciting email of like, hey, I can do this for you, or look at me, I need some pills, come help me out, or I'm sick.
Or somebody stole my phone charger.
Oh, boy.
Something like that.
What kind of ass would do that?
I didn't say that.
I did. I'm only kidding. All right, so here's the top five horrible things that you can do at work to other people.
I don't know why I don't get appearances.
I just pieced it together.
You bite in a hand.
I just pieced together what was going on.
Oh, really? You're the one who was always barring it.
I know. I was focusing on somebody else and then focused on that one.
It's like, you of all people shouldn't say a damn word during this.
I know. I barred it twice, and I guess, you know, somebody else's lovely big O must have stolen it a few times.
I didn't do it.
No. I got my own damn charger, I told the guy.
I have my own, thank you very much. All right, so.
See, the fact that even becomes a chain.
I know.
A back and forth.
You know what?
Yeah, okay, I took it. I should have sent a picture of it, like, going down my crack, like, you know, floss.
I'm sorry.
You want it back now?
That'd be sex harassment then.
Whew, that's a big floss. All right, so number five. We're going to do the top five.
Okay, you don't have any long
words. Number five is taking credit for other people's work. 24%.
I wouldn't do that.
All the time.
That's happened to me. Oh. Not I'd done it, but y'all know one that I'm talking about where I served up a pitched an idea, former management, and 2 weeks didn't really. It's that thing where they're like, all right, cool. Anybody else got anything?
Yeah.
Like didn't really acknowledge the idea.
Oh, okay.
Didn't really dismiss it either. And then 2 weeks later we had a meeting. It was represented as their idea.
You didn't say anything then?
No. No, I was like, first off, I don't think that many people want to go and keep getting married every year.
All right. Well, here's
Boy,
number four.
Every year, man.
Excluding coworkers in other ways, 26%. I don't know what, you know, I guess you can figure
that
out.
That happens
you know
everywhere.
That. Yeah, happy hour
I get
stuff.
Excluded all the time because I can't go
always.
Into the boys' room.
Wow.
Well, all the meetings take place.
Depends on which restaurant we're at.
It's easy for people to turn on other people if you miss one event. Because, you know, that's just the one event you missed that they're like, you know what? So-and-so's not here. Let's gang up on them a little bit.
So quickly,
I felt that way about the company Christmas party this year.
Here's the other three. Taking steps to avoid working with certain people.
Well, guilty, Your
Honor. Second place. Unprofessional communication.
I'm more cognizant of it now, though.
If you participate in the workplace politics, you can't miss a beat. You have to really do it to the fullest.
Yeah.
Can't miss an event or a conversation.
You got to be able to look somebody in the eye. And it's like, you know, you go to church. You sit there and watch people after the service go up and smile real big and hug on somebody. I'm so glad to see you. And then they walk away and that frown comes right back. And they're like, damn, what's put on?
And
it
really was.
You got to play that game. I hate playing that game.
The number one answer for most toxic workplace behavior is gossiping. 45% see it happen in the past year. Gossiping, you know, if you gossip about me, make me naughty. Turn me into something that I'm not. I don't do anything. I'm boring.
Okay. She just gave us permission.
I like hearing the gossip.
She was out there.
I like.
You don't like to participate in it?
I don't like to keep it going. I like to collect the information. Like, it stops with me.
Right.
But I love to hear it.
Y'all don't realize how really true it is that Fatboy plays Big Brother. Like, the reality show. He lives that in his life.
He does. He's got to be strategic with who he's talking to.
Yep.
That's why I borrowed Paige's colostomy bag because I don't want to leave the room.
That's where it went.
I'm afraid y'all will be talking. You can't reuse it again, by the way. They advise that.
I would imagine the corporate
mind.
I was wondering why you were saying it was squirting.
You thought it was a fanny pack, didn't
you? I would imagine corporate espionage is more of a thing now than it used to be. Everything's
to
bugged.
To the point where you would go work for the competition and be like a work spy.
Well, even at work, you know.
Yeah.
They're spying on you.
Oh.
Everything's recorded.
They can't in the state of South Carolina. They have to let you know that if you're in a closed door, trust me, I've looked it up. If you're in a closed door office, which we are, they have to tell us if they were listening to us off the air.
But that's only an issue if it becomes like, you know, legally contested, right?
It's just kind of weird, though, if you say something in here and then somebody downstairs mentions it. It's like, wait a minute now.
I didn't say that.
Is that the phone charger actually a listening device?
It might be.
All right. Thank you, Paige.
It's big enough to be one.
When we come back, we're going to kick it off. It's going to be hellacious. I'm on pins and needles.
Oh, my God.
You want to hear it again real quick?
Yes, she's talking about one of us two in the room.
You are a piece of so f*** you. And if I had a I'd stick it right in your
before knowing if she is talking about me or not.
Well, I'm sorry, lady.
I do like the way she says, blank, you? Like, I love that. It's almost got a little Big Sean on it.
Well, she struggles to get through most of it.
All right. You'll
or
hear
they. It. I should say they.
Yeah, who knows, right? 864-241-4318. The FOF line commences right after this. Good morning, everybody.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.